Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Well, good morning and welcome so much to Master Self. This is Diana. I'm coming to you live on this broadcast through Mind Body Spirit Radio from down under, from Sydney in Australia. It is 10:30 in the morning over here, and I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everybody, whoever's listening around the world. We have today an exquisite, very special show. I have a special guest that will be coming on air with me. Her name is Katrina Lucas, and her business is Sacred Mysteries. Before I invite Katrina to join me, I wanted to very quickly tell you a little bit about Katrina and also tell you how I met Katrina. So Katrina first came to my attention through her YouTube channel. Katrina was doing some live video shows by YouTube that talked about really empowerment. They were talking about what Katrina was channeling with regards to the twin flame journey, what Katrina would be feeling was relevant to pass on as a light worker, as an empowered woman, as a representative of the divine feminine. This was back a few months ago, and what I really loved most about what I was hearing was not the messages that Katrina had to impart to the rest of us, but also the fabulous messages that were coming that were so resonating with me, and they were also in line with what I was channeling and the work that I was doing. But best of all, Katrina happened to also live in Sydney, Australia, which was fantastic because instantly I felt so drawn to her, and I knew in my heart that we were going to meet one day and we were probably going to co-create something together. Fast forward a few months down the track, and here we are, me broadcasting and Katrina so wonderfully, and I'm so gracious and thankful, has agreed to be my first ever guest on the show. We managed to get past, all the technology. We've connected via the studio, and I have her patiently waiting while I introduce her. So what I wanted to do was tell you a little bit more about Katrina, and then I'm going to invite her to speak to us. If we have time a little bit later on, I will invite callers into the show and see if you guys have any questions for her. So let me read you a little bit about Katrina. Here we go. Hang on, let me just find what I wanted to read for you. I have some notes. It's really interesting that my throat chakra is deciding to clear right about now as I'm having this live conversation with you. So in terms of Katrina's bio and who she is, who she's presenting as to the world, Katrina is a world known, seriously, spiritual master, and she's a teacher, of course. She specializes in self-mastery, energy mastery, and twin flame awakening. Katrina is also the author of a book called The Matrix Exposed, which I'm reading as we speak, and it's really wonderful. I highly recommend that you get a copy. I believe you can get a copy through Amazon and through Katrina's website, but I will confirm that and we'll talk some more about that. And she's been described as a healing and ascension master, guru. Now, The Matrix Exposed can be used as just that, a healing and ascension tool in helping people shed layers of emotional entanglement, otherwise known as karmic ties. Like I mentioned before, she has a very successful YouTube channel called Sacred Mysteries, and this channel, of course, has helped thousands of people to embrace their spiritual mastery, their spiritual journey, as well as their twin flame journey. Katrina runs a private practice from Sydney, Australia, where she offers transformation through coaching and powerful energy healings. Her website is sacredmysteries.com.au. Her services include soul sessions and hot shots of energy healing and clearing. So without further ado, I would like to now invite Katrina to join us. Katrina, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Diana. Thank you for the lovely introduction. Hey. I can hear you well. Hi.
Oh, good. Good morning. Say hello to the rest of the world.
Hi, everybody. Sending you all love.
That's so great. Aren't we having a wonderful Friday this morning? Although it's raining, it's really fresh and beautiful and earthy, very Gaia-like.
Yes. Our second day of spring. I love it. Very exciting. I love the rain too.
Plenty in preparation for what is to come.
Yeah.
That's really great. So, Katrina, you and I had a beautiful lunch the other day, and we talked about the kind of things we felt would be wonderful things, important things, insightful things to share in this conversation together.
That's right. We certainly did.
Amongst other things. Many laughs
amongst other things.
And one of the things, I guess, as a as an introduction, let me just give you the opportunity to connect with the audience by sharing perhaps something about yourself that I didn't mention in the introduction. Tell me, or tell us. Anything that you feel is relevant, and then we'll move on to talking about some more specific things.
Well, I would like to just say I'm a mother of two teenagers, and it was very strong that this whole self-mastery, this ascension journey, this twin flame journey, it happens to anyone and everyone, and it's, particularly self-mastery and ascension, it's accessible to the everyday person. Doesn't matter where you live and what your circumstances are, you can blast through your glass ceilings and keep expanding in all directions, and nothing can limit you. You're limitless, and I guess I just wanted to say that, and that our everyday existence is our mystery school in this 21st century, and we may as well use it like that. Does that all make sense?
That's beautiful. Yes, and it's beautifully and perfectly said, and it ties in so wonderfully with I guess the intention for this show, which is Master Self, or in other words, self mastery. So what I wanted to do with starting point, and in combination or co-creation with this intention, is to ask you to share with us how What is, when I say self-mastery or mastering self within this beautiful journey we call life, within this matter, how would you describe self-mastery? What does that mean to you?
Well, initially, when I started, I thought it meant you sort of being some sort of master that's always at ease and at peace. But then when I went on the journey really consciously, I realized it's, to put it really simply, it's exploring your consciousness. And so when you explore your consciousness, what you come up against, first of all, then, is anything that it's bound to or that's unresolved in your body of consciousness that needs unbinding or, to be resolved. Because in exploring your consciousness, you begin to feel that expansiveness. And when you expand in that individualized consciousness, you begin to, from inside out and from outside in, see whatever is binding it, whatever's limiting its expansion. So I would say, quite simply, it's exploring your consciousness in all its facets, in all its dimensions, starting from the human existence and seeing what is limiting that human in their vehicle of consciousness as a human from being that expanded explorer of their consciousness. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does, but I'm going to ask you to perhaps just go a little bit deeper with this. For those of us, or perhaps those that are new to this journey of awakening the consciousness, can you describe, perhaps find a way to describe for us, what do you exactly mean by expanded consciousness? So, where are we coming from if we are expanding? If we are moving towards consciousness, then where do we come from? Is it kind of like a sleep place, or is it a one of a better word, lack of awareness? Or what is it? Where is it in the body? What happens?
Okay, so if I start from where I come to right now, as we all kind of know intuitively, we come from source. And then we sort of filter down into these worlds of oneness and the world of separation, which we're in as humans. We're in a world of separation. So within your, as a human, you're in a vehicle. And when I say vehicle of consciousness, I mean that you have an energy body, a mental and emotional body, and a physical body. And so all those four bodies, first of all, need to be in alignment. So as a human, the experience has been for a long time that they're kind of not aligned, that we've been leaking energy for eons of time, that our mental and emotional bodies have been in conflict. And so first off, it's setting out with the intention to align those four bodies while you discover yourself. And in aligning them, you start meeting different aspects of you, and you can call them fragments as well. For example, you might meet an aspect that's sort of in a different part of the universe. That's how I would describe it for myself. Or, an aspect that was on planet Earth in ancient Egypt. Or so different aspects come to the fore, as well as shadows of yourself, such as things you've been, let's say, told growing up that weren't suited to the mainstream or suited to the status quo. For example, could be your stubbornness, or could be your anything that's kind of the one that's self-preserving in you. That's so you start meeting that as well, and you start defragmenting and bringing all your aspects and all your unresolved ties to any of your experiences in any of your existences. They all start sort of defragmented and coming to the human's awareness. So the human's got like a conscious everyday awareness. They've also got their undercurrent of their existence, and their whole existence is a river. So the river, you on the top of the river is your everyday awareness, and on the bottom you've got your undercurrent. And sometimes the undercurrent is going all crazy, and that's what's in your psyche. That's what's in your psyche.
So is this kind of like a subconscious, an aspect of ourselves that we are not necessarily aware of?
Yes, and the whole process for that is, or why should it remain submerged as a sub? Why shouldn't it start rising to the fore? And it does start rising to the fore through nudges like body symptoms, you know, anxiety, depression, relationship experiences, anything that signals to you from inside or outside that the undercurrent of your existence is not sort of sitting well with your inner spirit, with your inner spirit. And so the one that sits on top of this existence on the everyday is the one that has all the problems. But it's, so once the things from underneath that are submerged, as you said, subconscious, start coming to the conscious awareness of the one on top of the river, then you start getting more into alignment. And so that journey is you draw things to you, and they don't happen to you, they happen for you. So you can meet those submerged aspects. And a lot of those submerged aspects are things that have been imprinted through images, you know, music videos, movies, the news, growing up, school, everything that's been imprinted in us. Whatever doesn't align that is submerged and that undercurrent will be nudged by that inner spirit to be brought to the conscious awareness, to be dissolved or integrated, just things like that. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. So what are some of the ways that that some of these things are brought forth for us, as you say, for us to learn or come to conscious awareness of, like what kind of things might happen? What kind of things would we draw into our world, into our consciousness?
Okay. We call them channels. There's different channels, the way things come to you. So one channel is from your body.
Yep.
You know, a body symptom. So we call that the kinesthetic channel. Another channel might be from visions, whether they be dreams, whether they be daydreams, whether they be visions, whether they be memories. That's all from the visual channel. Another channel is from your oral. You know, you might have inner dialogue. You might hear something as you walk past someone. So all these little mystery clues come to you from these channels. Another channel is a relationship channel. It's a big one. But that is another channel through which your submerged, you know, world can come and signal to you that it wants to be met. Visual, oral, body symptoms, relationship. Another channel, the last one, is the world. You know, you might have an accident, for example, or you might turn on the news and hear something that's, you know. So, and I guess it's also about picking up what's for you. You know, when it's the world channel, you always know when there's a message for you in the world channel. That's a really good feeling when you're going, oh, hang on, that's for me.
Yeah. A little intuitive kind of flag, I guess.
Yeah. Look, there's a great book by Gay Hendricks called The Big Leap. And he says when you start realizing that humans have these, you know, eons worth of upper limits, limitations that we've assigned ourselves, and then the act of breaking through them is, you know, stopping what you think is negative, taking your mind away from it and just letting the feeling of whatever experience you're having show you what the positive is that's trying to come through. And in doing that, allowing positive energy to serve you in that way allows you to then keep expanding, because I really feel, and you know, this is part of my exploration, my consciousness, that I'm an expanding, my inner essence, my inner spirit wants to keep expanding, expressing and experiencing as me. As Saint Germain says in Jeffrey Hoppe's work, he says, we want to expand, experience, and express, and that has been my experience as well. But I've realized in expanding, I'm also expanding inwards. So it's that multidimensionality again. It's not just a linear expansion of going outwards. Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You did. We're just kind of rolling along,
the channel.
And I'm switching. As you were speaking, I'm kind of intuiting because I'm connected in that expansive way as well, just my consciousness, multidimensionally, just as we are speaking,
so I'm being
present with the beautiful words that are coming through from your soul, because you are obviously, well, I'm going to let you confirm this or deny, it's up to you, but my my essence, my intuition of you is that you are very much in alignment, conscious alignment with yourself. You have experienced that unity of all those different aspects of yourself. And so this is what I feel connected to, but I'm also connected on a bigger picture to the collective or the collective energy. So I'm just intuiting what things perhaps the collective is wanting a little bit more clarification around. So these are the kind of things
Beautiful.
That we can't plan. Just sort of being
That's
in
right.
harmony and going that.
Yeah, I love that. And I also do want to say that the exploration of your consciousness as a human, what I've realized is it's, and I've spoken about it in my videos as well, is that you reach that aural state. It's with a state where your spirit actually descends down into your body. And that's why our, that will probably take us soon into the twin flame experience, but that's why our, you know, our energy bodies sort of were templated with the overlay of the twin flames energy body in a way, as I saw it, for that spirit to have that house, so to speak, within this density. Within your vehicle of consciousness. So it is about spirit fully being embodied in matter, this, you know, if you want to reach the ultimate height, I guess. And then in saying that, I want to tell everyone, because I know a lot of us are in this, you know, I'm a single woman with children. Sometimes we call that being a single mother, but sometimes it's good to let yourself know you're a woman and a mother. And... It's been quite a journey. It hasn't been all rosy. It's been mastering the descent and the ascent, which is like mastering heaven and hell. You know, sometimes you're like, ah, this is really difficult. So I want to let everyone know that it's not all, you know, rose-coloured lenses. So whatever you're doing is right for you, and trust yourself. And it's about your spirit going, being merged into your body, no one else's. So whatever you've chosen, whatever you decided is right for you.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
And that awareness comes in with the awareness of the rest, right? The conscious awareness.
That's right.
Yeah, and the alignment, yeah. So
that's right.
You just mentioned the twin flame journey. So I want to sort of see if we can... Now take this conversation in that direction, and if you would be willing to share with us how, why, the twin flame journey, how did you become, so openly and beautifully a speaker for that journey? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, in exploring my consciousness, I began to get kind of really, if you want to call it psychic, or it's more like, a broadband router, just sort of really getting more and more sort of able to connect to further distances, sort of thing, and get information and connect. To different beings across the universe and beyond. But so,
I love it. I love the router.
This router that just kept the router that just kept getting more expanded in her ratfulness, whatever that means. But so I had, you know, I met my twin flame, and I didn't really know anything about this. That, like, everyone, you know, so many people have said I hadn't heard of twin flames. But the experience just knocks you right off your feet, and then you're left searching, you know, searching for answers, and you're left like a crying baby that's been abandoned. So having those two together, being that router and being able to access, you know, beings from across the universe, and then, you know, through my healings in my work, being connected to the beings that helped with my ascension, that helped with my ascension mission, and they still do. So they will explain to me the why, as well as my own work on aligning my vehicle of consciousness and using the twin flame awakening journey to align, to integrate. Because for a long time, and time's funny to talk about, but for galactically and on Earth, the polarized aspects, as I've spoken about in my videos, like service to all and service to self, for example, male, female, yep, they haven't been sort of in harmony. And so if we can integrate such polarized aspects within our own body of consciousness, then we're moving towards something big, something amazing, and we all know this. So I use the twin flame journey to align my vehicle of consciousness to reach that divine integration, for example, to defragment and all those things I spoke about before. But yeah, so they were telling me exactly what was happening. It's like, you know, those times when you just feel like your twin flame, you've swallowed them and they're inside, you know, you're in your head. You just can't shake them out. You just feel like this Pac-Man that's sort of gulped up this. Yeah, it's crazy. And you're like, get this person out. That's how I thought. I don't know how anyone else feels. You know, you just feel their aches and pains. Even their choices, I don't know. It's just, it can be quite I totally understand it. And there were times it was beautiful, and then there were times I just felt really trapped in this because I was like, why can't I get this person out, you know, of my head, of my vehicle? It's a spiritual connection, right? Yeah, and so they'd say it's because, and a big one was the templating of the energy body. You know, so when you're feeling them so much, the big reason is because your actual vehicle is being prepared to embody fully your spirit, your light body, whatever you want to call it. So it needs I don't know why, but it that's what I was shown. It needs like a template, and it needs the male. So if you're female, the male exact energetic signature of you to be overlaid on you, so that your template is then able for your spirit to, you know, your light body to really be in this density and be receiving energy direct from source, pure, unobstructed, untainted, because the point is, you know, then to beam it out, and you don't even have to consciously beam it out. You just know you beam it out. Yep. Yeah. Does that all make sense?
Yep. It makes sense
and,
to me.
It makes sense to you, yeah.
I've also have travelled. No, that's fine. There's a couple of second delay, so I'm just holding to make sure that we are not talking over the top of one another. but I just wanted to say I've travelled the twin flame journey, so I completely understand what you're saying. And I'm wanting to ask, do you remember the moment or the day or a series of days when this alignment happened and how that was for you? Do you remember that experience? And I'm specifically talking about the energy body.
Oh, the templating, the merging sort of thing with the twin flames. Yeah, and I do talk about it in the video when it happened. And the beauty is when I mention it, then everyone's like, validated to me. So many of us on this journey have, you know, experienced it around the same time. I guess just before having that period when, you know, when it was just crazy, like I just could feel him. It was really intense. And then after, when it came, the information and the understanding and the templating had been done and completed, the overlay and the templating, then he went. It wasn't so, you know, so debilitating. But after that, then the longing can come and go, but there's always an understanding to follow. And it's always highlighting whatever void is in your human potential that you're not, that, you know, that you're moving towards. That's what I've discovered.
Yep.
So after the templating, yep. And then it was, you know, about embodying that beloved essence within my vehicle.
Yep. Yep.
And so then the process of that could lead you to missing them, longing for them, remembering them. And every time then you integrate a little bit more and you embody a little bit more, like Pac-Man, as I say, the link to them lessens. You sort of grow past it. But, you know, if you can do this consciously, remember it's an awakening journey. What does it awaken you to? It's your potential. And in exploring my consciousness, it awakened me to that I am a twin soul essence. But then when I graduated past or sort of explored further, I also found that I was a parent soul essence, or whatever you want to call it, and then an ancient one essence soul, whatever. Just keep exploring. You can keep going past the twin flame journey, but it is a huge awakening, a huge awakener. It really shows you the void of how you know what you've been missing out on and feeling in your everyday, so to speak. And then when you realize it's actually not about feeling that from externally, but from internally. And that comes, if you can get it from internal, then the external will follow. Then then you'll be on a sort of a more fast track journey rather than being stuck in the will he come, will she come back sort of scenario, which, you know, that can be a bit of a trap sometimes.
Yeah. I want to ask you just a couple of things quickly. You've mentioned your YouTube channel. Do you want to just quickly mention it to everybody again, your YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's Sacred Mysteries, and basically, so it also answers your previous question about how did I get to doing the YouTube channel. It came really strongly from the mission team to disseminate the information, particularly around the integration process and using the twin flame journey to help with the integration process, because we're really at a point in galactic history, if you want to call it history, where we can, as individualized consciousness, begin that divine integration process of becoming that oneness in the world of separation within ourselves. So my videos really help with that, and if you've drawn that twin flame journey to you, it means you can nail it. You can nail this experience, this self-mastery, this, you know, embodying your spirit self sort of thing. And so my videos really help with that. And now they'll be more about my experiences and whatever I need to share about oneness, you know, about the master of self once you've explored and are ready to keep smashing down the glass ceilings, keep expanding. And it's almost like the journey is just sort of constantly transcending, you know, any limitations. For example, I grew up hearing things like the world's like this because of women, because Eve bit the apple sort of thing. So I had this perception that the female is flawed in my undercurrent.
Wow.
And, you know, and transcending that limiting belief, it doesn't just happen overnight. It kind of spirals into expanding past it. And, so it's the journey, once you can align yourself, is then sort of this expanding past the human limitations that we've had for eons. Just really gently. So I do call, you know, lately it's come to me, it's not ascension and descension, that's the polarity, and unity consciousness for that polarity is actually transcension. You know, it's transcending even the need to have that polarity. So that's what my latest video is going to be about, because isn't that exciting? Transcension.
Yeah.
that's what we're moving towards.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that word exists.
She
made it up. Trying to make
that word. Well, why not? I mean, we're flying by the seat of our proverbial souls, really.
Oh my God, aren't we?
So that is true. It's wonderful. Yeah, totally. All the ideas I think we used to have about this transcendence and oneness and unity consciousness and all of that, I think we are beginning to learn that we kind of maybe had it a little bit wrong in reverse.
I think we were top heavy.
Somehow or something.
It was almost, I like to, you know, it's just come to me to say, call it top heavy. It was, you know, the ideas realm. More so than understanding the actual, bringing it to this density. Understanding, sort of like, which you just have to do that through experience. So it's nice to have the ideas, but yeah, you're right. I think it wasn't really the right picture, was it? And so the other thing is, you know, I had a gentleman sort of messaging me in Facebook to talk about concepts I discussed in my videos, and I got really upset with him because I thought he'd invaded my personal space. And then he felt that in me not wanting to dialogue with him, even though I've got the YouTube videos, it's conceited and that I should be. And then that's the polarity of service to self and service to all, sort of like nutting it out with each other. But it came to me that Jesus did, you know, he had his service to all, but he only had a small group of people he let in his personal circle, because you just cannot physically be service to all in all the time. You need to have that oneness carving really in place in this. So what I hear you say is that you're saying
that harmony requires conscious effort and energy to be maintained, and that can't be maintained if it's being interrupted constantly by many other energies. Yeah.
Yes, and so in with what you were saying, we didn't have the whole picture. It's because we only had the picture of service to all side of things, and we thought it was about giving and love and blah 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 and conditional. But we were kind of missing that it's also harmonizing the service to self and making sure those two are integrated and in balance and in harmony. Otherwise, your shadow is going to break out. Break out into a breakdown.
Yeah, a bit like a pimple.
Yes, right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. We've moved now more into this aspect of journeying towards and now being really present with this really important aspect of self-mastery. And so you have an amazing book that you've written called The Matrix Exposed, which gives some tools that can help with regards to this journey that we are talking about today. But I'd really like it if you would share with us some tips. Some things we can do from a day to day in our everyday lives that are effective, that are inspiring, insightful, and in love with this journey, or aligned with the energy of love and joy and all that sort of stuff in this journey. Can you share with us a little bit of perhaps even what you do from day to day that you find helpful? With all of this.
Okay. And again, it's sort of like a practice. mastery is a practice, and you know, transcension is a practice. First of all, I accept and in wonder and awe my curiosity, my desires, and my passions. And I accept when they cease on something too. So say you're really passionate about something and all of a sudden you wake up and you go, oh, I can't push that anymore.
So it's anymore.
Self-acceptance, total self-acceptance in what drives you and what doesn't. That's the first one. The next one is the flow. No flow, no go. If there's no flow coming from you towards anything, whether it's cooking a meal for your children or, you know, a project or a friendship or a relationship, no flow, no go. So follow the flow. And then thirdly,
and
it's probably...
Sorry, can I just clarify that? I just wanted to clarify that because
I have some intuitions
about that as well. But I'm wondering, when you're talking about flow, what kind of is it just the flow going out, or is it coming in as well? Is it equal amounts, or is it the balance between feminine and masculine within, without? What? How do you define flow? Like, what's that like for you?
Okay, it's both, but first, I think the most important is the one coming from within you, from your own life force. You know, you might meet someone and he might tick all the boxes, but if your life force isn't flowing and, you know, wanting to see that person or message them or speak to them, then there's no flow from within you. Do you know what I mean? Same with work, same with anything. So I guess that's what I mean. And also, especially when we're with others, the flow from the outside as well. If they're not, if there's no flow from them, then there's no go, you know. Then it's like maybe you drew that experience for a different reason than what your, you know, your mind assumed. Does that make sense?
Excellent. Absolutely. Okay, so I interrupted you there. Please go ahead.
Self-acceptance
and flow.
So self-acceptance, especially accepting your desires, curiosity and passion. And where they're not. and then no flow, no go. And then what was the third one that just came to me? Okay, so being sort of monitoring the limitations. So hang on. Monitoring when you're curbing positive energy coming in to serve you. So an example is you might have had a great sale, and then you're all excited, and then somehow you might end up arguing with someone or get a cold or something happens to bring you down within the safe confines of your thermostat of what's comfortable in terms of positivity in your life. So I want you to be conscious of, and this is what Gay Hendricks talks about in his book, The Big Leap, as well. Be conscious of whatever way you're curbing positive energy to come in. And so when you have a positive something happen to you, stay in that gratitude for it, you know, whether it's a relationship, you know, say, you know, keep grateful and just be aware that you might trip yourself out and try and bring the thermostat down because that's what you're used to. So he calls it upper limiting yourself. So I would, we're at a place where we have, you know, where we're integrated and we've done our inner work and we can start pushing past those upper limitations now and keep expanding. I really feel that for everyone. So watch out for your upper limitations and let the thermostat increase in increments, you know, as comfortable for you, and read his book if you haven't read it. And another big one, so that's the third one, is, you know, watch for your upper limitings where you're curbing positive energy flow. And then the last one is be creative with energy. Bring it in, push it around you like you're having an energy shower. If you feel out of balance with your male and female or whatever it is, you know, use energy to balance out, get energy in to work on your aches and pains. Just be creative with it, especially if you're going through the inner work and you're integrating something. you know, you can just work at the energy level of, if you're integrating service to self and service to all, you can just work with the essence level, you know, the energy level of each one, and just sort of be creative with your awareness and just merge the two energies, sort of let them get their own dance happening. I used to do a lot of that too when I was sort of getting aligned. And with my integration process was actually just use the energies of the polarities and just show, let them show me how to harmonize within me.
Yeah.
I know it sounds weird, but if we do work with energy, I just feel, you know, the essence level, it sort of bypasses a lot of the complexity. Yeah. What were you going to say, Diana? Sorry.
I was just going to confirm or get you to confirm. I guess there has to be a degree of inner knowing and faith that this energy has a kind of intelligence. So when you say you let the polarities guide you, you are putting faith completely into the process that has its own intelligence, and you can safely trust it.
It definitely does.
To show what it
does. This new energy has intelligence. And sometimes that letting the polarities, you know, the energy of them, if you've drawn somebody that expressed a certain polarity to you, like I was talking about that man with the service to self, sort of, you can just use the energy that you felt around that, you know, distilled.
Yep.
For example, so every encounter is a gift, even if we kick and scream, it's a gift, and we do end up realizing the gift. I also wanted to say it is good to do sort of energy body exercises as well, just to help your energy body get its flow, so it's using free energy and not needing to do any sort of power games or any sort of hooking into anyone, because we really want to be in our own little matrix, our own little oneness, and not have any ties that limit our expansion. So that's another good one. And I do have some examples in my book, The Matrix Exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a workbook that has some energy body exercises, which are really easy but really good. Like they just get the flow happening. Yeah.
That's really great. And so tell us, I was kind of intuiting and trying to dig into my memory bank with regards to where to find your book, because, of course, I got it directly from you. I got it directly from the source. So would you please tell our audience where to get your book from?
Yeah, you can get it off my website, sacredmysteries.com.au. Just click on the store button on the top right, or Amazon, any Amazon in any country. Yeah, and you can get it from your local bookstore if you go in and ask for it as well.
Mm-hmm. Here in Sydney?
They can order it for you anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
They can order
anywhere
it
anywhere in the world. So great.
Yeah.
And is this self-published, Katrina? I actually never never managed.
It's self-published,
That's really, it's very cool. That's really great. Are you planning on writing any more books moving forward?
I am. I'd like to write a poetry book that we can, that can be used as like a divination tool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's really great. Yeah, that's really cool. So tell me about... briefly, because we've only got 10 minutes left of the show, and I want to make sure that we get as much of this wonderful message out as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask about, firstly, how important do you feel is this... seeming descension of the divine feminine energy for us to embody moving forward, for those that are, especially for those that hold more of the feminine energy in this life?
I love that question. Well, You know, we all know it's really, really important. Because if we don't do it, we're just chasing the one, chasing bliss, chasing one side. So we need to really transcend the one direction by letting the dissension happen, especially for the feminine. This morning I had a vision of, like, you know, the cougar. It's funny, old women are called cougars, but now I realize today the wisdom of that. I know, right? But I saw a cougar sort of going up a cliff, you know, on the cliff rock, and it was just very agile and able to climb it. And then I Googled symbolism of cougars, and it was something about the divine feminine, but also power, the power she has. Right. And also she's a leader. So even for men that sort of are on this journey and feel that feminine more in themselves, you're leading the way here, and you have the power. And also the cougar also is very protective of her young. So, you know, we love our children, but we also feel that everyone on some level is our child, you know. And I don't mean that we're a parent, yep, but I just mean that we just love so much, like just like a parent loves their child. And so know that that's your qualities, but also know that they don't have to be of to detriment to you just because they are your qualities. Because, you know, in this world, being loving and kind has been of detriment so far, but that is no more now that we're all cougars. I'm only joking. Now that we're sort of, you know, in our power with it.
We certainly got the power.
Dear. Yeah, that's right. Did that make sense? Was that answering your question?
Yeah. It's I share that view with you because I kind of feel for me personally.
I love that question. And,
thank you. I kind of feel that we've missed the mark when it comes to the importance of the divine feminine for so long.
Mm, that's a good point.
It is really time to step up and down and sideways and embrace and learn what this is truly about, that sacred space for the divine masculine in harmony as opposed to opposing it.
That's right. You know, if you're the one that receiving everything and it's all going your way and of detriment to others, you're not going to, it's not really up to you to wake up. It's up to the person that is serving you and, sort of not in their own power, that hasn't realized who they are, that has to wake up. And perhaps the feminine, as we know, is the one that's been sort of in detriment to herself, serving the male, so to speak. And she has to wake up to her power and say, you know what, I'm not doing him any favors by playing to this, distorted view of the feminine that we have in society. And, you know, that's just the truth.
In more traditional counselling or psychology language, it's kind of that certain action or behaviour is kind of called enabling.
That's right.
And we need to stop enabling each other mutually defeatist kind of behaviour, if you will.
That's so true. I love that. Yeah, enabling. We must stop enabling.
Yeah.
And that's not to say don't own your femininity. That's not to say don't, you know, if you want to wear makeup to highlight your beauty, wear makeup to highlight your beauty. But, you know, those, like I was telling you the other day, you know, when I went out the other night, and when I went into the bathroom, all the women were in unity and, like, complementing each other. It was so different, the energy in there. We're all sort of on the same team in the bathroom because there's no men. And then when I went outside, yeah. the energy was different and the sort of underlying competitiveness. Maybe if we just bring that competitiveness up into the light and go, you know what, there, and just stop playing to needing to be, you know, be some sort of visual asset to the male in that way.
Without the soul and without the mind and without the emotion. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Because you only really want to be that to one person that can see you anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a different conversation.
Yeah. That's a whole other broadcast. Okay, so broadcast. As far as your beautiful, beautiful gift to this world in a divine feminine body is concerned, how can people contact you or write to you or connect with you? Please share that with us in closing.
Okay, yeah. So you can email me, katrina@sacredmysteries.com.au. That's probably the best way, through email. And,
Okay.
You know, check up. You can visit my website as well and you'll find my contact details there, sacredmysteries.com.au.
Beautiful. Excellent. All right, my precious, lovely, beautiful friend and lady and colleague and so on and so on. It just goes on and on. It's beautiful. I want to thank you genuinely from my heart. So much gratitude, humble gratitude, that you have made time within your day, space within your energy field to connect with me today. And we will, you and I will talk really soon, obviously, because we're just, and I'm speaking for myself, you know, love this journey together so much. And
I'd love to see you again soon.
Yeah, that'll be great. And anything else you want to say? And if not, we will say goodbye and catch up really soon.
No, I just want to send everyone love, and I'll say me poli agapi in Greek. And yeah, I just feel everyone's amazing. Everyone just amazes me. We're very ingenious. Humans are amazing. So keep up your good work, everyone. And thank you, Diana. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on your show and for giving me this opportunity to express and share. And, so thank you.
I received that again with absolute gratitude and and love. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Bye, darling. Bye. Okay, so closing, I hope that you have enjoyed today's program. If you have any questions for me or want to connect or anything like that, you will be able to find me via my website, diana.org, spelled D-I-J for Juliet, A-N-A.org. There's buttons there where you can send me a message through the website. Otherwise, you can just email me on insight@diana.org. For just a quick heads up, for the show next month in October, I plan to have another guest. His name is from Santara Music. He's about to launch a new CD, his beautiful sound healing journey CD. And so I will, we've spoken, I will have him on the show and we will talk sound healing as a way towards or in support of self-mastery. I think the first Friday in October, if I'm correct, is the 7th of October. Let me just double check that. I have my diary here with me.
My apologies that we kind of never really got to questions. Yes, 7th of October. I love you guys. So much love to you. So much joy. And I will be speaking with you very soon.